Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. You know how sometimes things just click in a relationship? The conversations flow effortlessly, you understand each other without even needing to say everything out loud. That magic feeling? It all comes down to communication, folks. And guess what? It's a skill we can all learn and improve, no matter where we are on our journey. Today, we're diving into the world of communication, how it shapes our relationships, and most importantly, how you can level up your skills for deeper connections, less misunderstandings, and a whole lot more fun along the way. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with someone you care about? You know that feeling when words just seem to bounce off each other, leaving everyone frustrated and confused? Well, buckle up because we're going to bust through those communication barriers and unlock some serious relationship magic. First things first. Listen actively. I mean really listen. It's not just hearing the words coming out of someone's mouth, it's about understanding their emotions, their intentions, and what they're truly trying to communicate. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want a mechanic who just tinkered with your car without actually understanding the problem, right? Same goes for relationships. When you listen actively, you build trust, show respect, and create space for genuine understanding. Next up, be clear and direct. We've all been there beating around the bush, hoping someone will magically guess what we're thinking or feeling. Newsflash. That rarely works. Speak your truth, express your needs and desires clearly, and don't be afraid to ask for what you need. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but clear communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. Now, let's talk about empathy. Put yourself in their shoes, try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Empathy doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says, it means understanding where they're coming from and showing compassion. Think of it like this. Everyone is fighting their own battles, and sometimes all they need is a listening ear and a little bit of understanding. Don't forget the power of nonverbal communication. Body language speaks volumes. Your facial expressions, tone of voice, even your posture can convey more than words ever could. Make eye contact, smile genuinely, and use open body language to show that you're engaged and present in the conversation. It's all about creating a positive and inviting atmosphere where people feel comfortable opening up. Last but not least, choose the right time and place for important conversations. Avoid heated discussions when emotions are running high. Instead, take some time to cool down, gather your thoughts, and approach the conversation with a calm and open mind. Think of it like planting a seed. You need the right environment for it to grow. Let's say you've been feeling disconnected from your partner lately. They seem distant, and you're starting to feel anxious and insecure. Instead of bottling up those feelings or letting resentment build, take a moment to breathe, think about what you want to communicate, and choose a time when you both can sit down together without distractions. Start the conversation by expressing your feelings honestly, using I statements like I've been feeling a little disconnected lately. Listen actively to their response, try to understand their perspective, and work together to find solutions that address both of your needs. Remember, open communication is the key to strengthening any relationship. Alright, folks, let's recap. Today we talked about listening actively, being clear and direct, practicing empathy, using nonverbal cues, and choosing the right time and place for conversations. Remember, improving communication skills takes time and effort, but it's an investment worth making. It builds stronger relationships, reduces misunderstandings, and creates a happier, more fulfilling life for everyone involved. So go out there, put these tips into practice, and watch those connections blossom. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little communication boost. We're all in this together, folks. And until next time, keep those conversations flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.